Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Let's Talk Truth, and I'm your host, Lois. We're here once again to enjoy a show with you. Let's Talk Truth today is going to discuss, for your listening pleasure, the real meaning of smart mouth. Our topic today is, does a smart mouth burn bridges? So we're going to examine the real meaning of smart mouth and how it affects your past, present, and future relationships. We will also examine how a smart mouth can destroy bridges in any given situation. And all of us know that without bridges, it's difficult for us to reach destinations in our life's journey. First of all, let's go and examine the definition of smart mouth. Now, we know that this is not a proper term to use. It's a slang word. But the definition for it is a cocky person who speaks out of turn. A cocky person who speaks out of turn. And I know all of you have witnessed someone with that type of personality. In your family, your friends, in the workplace, there's always a smart mouth person. And guess what? They start at a very young age. You find young kids that are smart mouth, you just want to choke them. Well, we're here today to examine the effect that that has on a person's life and how we need to kind of correct that or work at correcting it so that we can have a promising future. Now, let me say this. We have our standing guest in our studio today. We have Mr. Motivator. And we have a standing guest, Louise is here. And Shannon is not going to be able to be here. This is her second week of standing me up. But it's all good because she does have her job to do, and we want her to give that the best. But let me tell you what Shannon did. She sent me an email with her thoughts on it. She sent it to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. to give me her views on our topic tonight. So in essence, she's going to be our guest as well. I want to welcome you all to the show. I want to thank you for the different people who have joined us, whether you're listening in or if you're just going to view our show later on. But either way, we want to thank you for taking your time and your interest in Let's Talk Truth. Again, we just think that this show is the best, not because I'm the host, but it's the best because we are allowed to express ourselves. We're not governed by any ratings or anything of that sort, but we just want to share what we seem to be true about any given situation. Let me also say, as I say at the top of every show, I'm not here to preach to you because I'm sure you have your various pastors, teachers, and preachers. But what I will say this, everything that we do in life, if truth is to come from it, it has to be governed by the Word of God. So with that said, we're going to go into our show. And also, when we talk about truth, if what you're saying does not line up with the Word of God, then we're merely using our opinion. So that's why we Let's Talk Truth, and we're going to get involved in everything. Now, we're going to talk about here. Let me share something with you that Shannon Goodspeed, who is one of our regular guests, and she is with Bank of America. I'm sorry, I didn't intend to tell you the name of her, where she works, but she does work for one of the largest banks in the United States. And she gets to have comes in contact with smart mouth people every day, because how smart mouth are you going to be if somebody's messing with your account and you're not able to get the money out of it you want to get out of it? So she, I asked her first, did she think that smart mouth people actually were hindered because of that smart mouth? Did they burn bridges? And she emphatically said, yes. She said most people who are considered smart mouth burn bridges. Because, and she said the reason for that is they usually have a bad understanding. And if you'll notice, when people fly back at you like that, it is because they have misunderstood something you've said, or they have to prove that they're right about this, or they feel inadequate in some way. And this is why they do flip back. And she said, now, she said, I don't want you all to get it twisted. She said, sometimes someone might push you into having a fly mouth. She said, now, that's different. She said, if someone pushes you into having a fly mouth, that's not considered a smart mouth person. But so we just have to, how do we weigh that out and think about everything when we're talking about a person that's smart mouth? And she went further to say that a person who just flies off for no reason, people usually find themselves trying to explain everything to them. And that's one thing, Mr. Motivator and Louise, that's one thing that I hate when I have a friend. If I'm going to have a friend, it's got to be someone who we think alike. We understand each other. And but if I have to explain everything to you, God, that's taxing on a relationship. And, you know, that's just somebody you don't want to be around. I know a couple of people in my life that I love them dearly. But, man, you have to walk on eggshells, because they're going to be misconstrue everything you say and put it in a different perspective. And that's something that just shouldn't be. So, Mr. Motivator, we're going to let you give us your take on what you want to say about a smart mouth person burning bridges.
Wow. I think a smart mouth person burning bridges is a very foolish person. When you are smart mouth, that means you say things most of the time without really thinking, and you don't consider other people's feelings. And most smart mouth people don't think about other people's feelings. The only people's feelings that they think about is basically themselves.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But one of the drawbacks to being a smart mouth, I believe, is that you can create a lot of enemies without really being aware of it. And let's face it, Lois, to be successful with your business, to be successful in your network, your organization, or even your church, it takes building relationships. It takes respect. It takes people who understand each other and people who care for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But when you tear down other people's feelings, when you belittle someone else, or you are very sarcastic and you make other people, you try to make other people feel like they're idiots, or you want to be on the spotlight so bad, so much that you're willing to put whatever out there in the atmosphere because you want everybody to notice you,
there are going to be consequences,
mm-hmm.
and we must consider those consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening and you're a smart mouth, now is the time to make some adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother used to say all the time when we were tiny children, she would say, baby, you need to watch your mouth. You're not going to go very far doing that. You need to think before you say something, and you need to respect people. And then she would say, a wise man will change, but a fool will never change.
That's right.
So you better change from what you're doing before it gets you in some serious trouble.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I've come to recognize, the older I get, I don't have as much patience with cocktails that I used to have. I don't have that much patience. So understand this. When we get to the point where there are people who just spout off at the mouth, if you're spouting off at the mouth, you should have all your ducks in a row. You shouldn't need anybody else. But most people who are smart mouth and cocky, they always need somebody. But they really think that they have everything in place. I was talking to a young lady the other day. They were getting ready for work. They had to be at work at a certain time. And I asked the young lady, it was about an hour before they had to be at work. Now, they were dependent on somebody else to take them to work. So I asked them, are your clothes ready for work? Their response was, I got this. It took all I could not to just pop them between the eyes because, number one, I should have more respect than that. You know, you reach a certain age, you earn the respect. Whether young people recognize it or not, you should have respect of everyone. And so I made a mental note. You're talking about burning bridges.
Yes.
I made a mental note. See, it's going to come a time they're going to need me to talk to them about being on time for work, and I'm not going to do it. Because it's just like if you walk in my yard and every time you walk in my yard, my dog bite you, you're actually going to stop walking in my yard. You're actually going to start walking in my yard. You're going to stop coming in my yard because you're not going to keep coming in to get bit. And cocky people, mostly, 99% of the time, cocky people don't have an agenda. They're always a needy type person. They always need something or somebody. So if you know you don't have everything, all your ducks in a row, you need to learn how to humble yourself. And humility is something that smart mouth people don't have. And I was listening to what Shannon said earlier, and she just went on to give us a little bit more about what she perceives a smart mouth person is. She said, normally when you find a smart mouth person, it's a one-sided relationship because nobody wants to deal with you. And when you're smart mouth, it prevents a long-term relationship. How many people do you know want to stay around a smart mouth person? Oh, it infuriates you when it's in a little kid. And she made such a point that says this type of behavior develops at a very young age. So, you know, we have kids who walk around here and they just flip off at the mouth. And the new microwave parents, these are the young parents, they tend to think that little Becky smarting off at the mouth, oh, she's just cute, and she's just like her daddy. But what does that have to do with the price of bacon? What we need to do is teach our children humility. But now when they get on up older, you know what that same parent is going to say about my child? Oh, my child makes me so sick. Well, if they're making you sick, what do you think of, how do you think other people feel about them? And I promise you, if we put up with it from young people or our children, they're not going to change. They're still going to be smart mouth older people as they grow up.
Yeah.
So this is what we're faced with. And so we need to step in early and talk about humility, because I promise you, how many of you sitting in here could tolerate a smart mouth kid that's always got something to a rebuttal, a cocky answer to everything?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's horrible, and they burn their bridges because after a while you stop fooling with them. So come on, Mr. Motivator, say something.
Again, I think you're right. The parents can play a role sometimes with creating those kinds of kids or creating monsters, because when you condone bad behavior, all it does is reinforces the behavior that the child feel like he's receiving acceptance. And so the child, he or she, begins to get to a place where they feel, in order to get more attention, to get noticed by more people, the cockier I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
The more I need to let people know what kind of a smart mouth I have. But the reason I said it goes back to the parents, because if you're a parent and you've done that before and you know it's gotten you in some bad situations, why would you reinforce it with your child and make them think it's cute and you laugh when they do those kinds of things? That kid is already getting to a place where they're going to draw the wrong kind of attention. And once they become an adult, and it's very hard to stop an old habit once it's become a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And your life could depend on it. Maybe you could maybe even need some help from an authority. But because of you not listening and saying yes and no, or answering the question correctly, and you're smarting off to the political or the authority figure that's in your arena, you're going to put a wall in front of yourself that will cause that person of authority to take an opposite side or not really look as close at the situation that they need to look at because of you being a smart mouth. Nobody likes a smart mouth. What most smart mouths don't last very long on jobs. That's why you see a lot of smart mouths job hot, because once that door is closed, they have to start over again.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that door is closed, they start over again. And unfortunately, unless they realize what they're doing, they do it until it's too late. And then they close every door. And then all of a sudden, they wake up one day and they're standing next to a bridge and they have a bag with some clothes and they're homeless. And they're wondering, how did I get in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't happen overnight. It started by not taming that mouth, not thinking before they speak. Because if you think before you speak, you can evaluate if it's really necessary to say what it is that you want to say, especially if it's something dumb, something stupid, or something that's minor, that doesn't even pertain to anything of importance, but yet you go ahead and sprout off at the mouth with it,
mm-hmm.
and you realize, wow, was it worth that? What did I gain by it? How did it affect me? And I realize, too, that a lot of smart mouths, especially if they're adults, some of them ran into some challenges of rejection at an early age, and they felt left out. Therefore, to fit in or get people to notice them, they developed that smart mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to look also if there's issues behind the person who is a smart mouth, because most of them have issues,
exactly.
unresolved issues in their life.
Exactly. You absolutely hit the nail on the head, because you find people who are adults who grew up in their smart mouth, they are lonely, aggressive, and they're skeptical about everything. And they can never resolve anything without that cocky attitude, because that's what makes them feel important. And it's so really sad that people have to get to that point that you need that to feel important. You need controversy to feel important. One thing that I hear mostly all the time, I was talking to a young lady about her Facebook page, and I said, she was telling me, now this is an adult, she's 21 years old, and she said, we know a little teenager that is a mutual friend of both of ours, and she says, well, I talked to this young lady on Facebook. I said, you're friends with this teenager who's about 12, 13 years old? Yes, I am. I said, well, do you realize that according to everything that's said, your Facebook page is a little vulgar? Well, people need to stop looking at my Facebook page. Not once did she ever think that maybe I should stop writing vulgar stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people... I'm grown. I put out there what I want, but you're affecting someone else's life. And I believe that a grown-up person can absolutely influence a 12- or 13-year-old. Why would I want a 12- or 13-year-old to look at my vulgar page if everything that's on there is the B word or the F word or something to that nature? I'm contributing to the delinquency of that minor.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even realize it. But because we're smart mouth, all we can come up with is people need to stay off my Facebook page. The thing of it is, I said, baby, I don't go on your Facebook page. I said, but people tell it to me because they think that I have some kind of influence over you. I said, and if I have any semblance of influence over you, please start, as a young lady, restructuring what you say on Facebook. Because a lot of people don't realize you affect more than you.
Mm-hmm.
Your actions don't only affect you. There are a number of people that you affect. And people believe that you are what associates with you. We're talking about the presidential debate. Now, suppose President Obama was kicking it with one of your well-known drug dealers every day. Him and the drug dealer, just their buddies, their pals, they're communicating back and forth. What would we think about the President of the United States? He has to realize it's not just him, but he has a whole country. Your children is not just affected by, but their parents are affected, their grandparents are affected. And I feel that the person that lives and goes through the hard times, the ups and downs to keep their families going, they deserve a little bit more respect than what the smart mouths give them. They deserve that much more respect. There was a young lady I worked with. She's like in her 30s. we worked with an older lady who was like 80. I used to cringe every time I would hear her call that old lady by her first name. I would never do that. I would always say Miss So-and-so. But she would just, nothing wrong with calling her by her first name. So I asked her one day, I said, do you think you have lived long enough to be on her same level? I said, I don't think so. I said, don't you ever think about respecting her and calling her Miss So-and-so? I said, hasn't she paid her dues? Oh, well, I never really thought about it like that. I said, no, I know you didn't. That's why you kept doing it. Well, I just feel like, you know, we're all out here together. And no, I'm sorry. We need to watch what we say about people, how we say it, and how we respond to different things. Because if we don't recognize that our responses are derogatory, disrespectful, then what's going to happen in the long run? I tell you what I do. I separate myself from you when you get too fly mouth. You know, the things that I used to embrace you, I can't embrace you anymore because I'm afraid to put my arms around you, you're going to bite me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So once you leave my bridge, I don't want you coming back across because I don't want to deal with you anymore on that respect. So that's what we really mean about burning bridges. We can do so much to a person, we can't go back and form a different kind of relationship because we're going to always look at you as being that smart mouth person. So anybody want to comment further?
I agree. Being a smart mouth has a lot of bad things that come with it. Actually, we can even take it a step further. Lars, we know that there are people, some who may work in customer service,
mm-hmm.
and their job is to maintain the relationship with the customer and to try to negotiate or to rectify and to make sure that everything goes well for the store and for the customer and to make the customer feel that they're respected and that their views or their comments are valued highly. Some employees are even trained to, hey, the customer is always right. But now when you have an employee or a customer service person who's a smart mouth, okay, maybe you have someone that may have lost their job, someone who's going through a divorce, and maybe they're a disgruntled employee. And the smart mouth goes and does what they do. And all of a sudden, this disgruntled employee snaps. They come back. They bring their gun or their weapon, and they try to shoot up everyone in the store. I mean, there are consequences for being a smart mouth. And we have to understand that everyone has things that they're dealing with. And we don't know the extent to some of the issues that some people may be going through.
Mm-hmm.
And they may be at the last peak. They feel that they can't handle anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the smart mouth goes and adds fire to the flames. Insult to injury. And it escalates. And all of a sudden, the consequences are we have a lot of lives lost that are necessary, needlessly, or unnecessary lives are destroyed. Because of one smart mouth. We see that in school. Some smart mouths are bullies. And they like to take crack shots at other kids. And that kid that they go off on gets to a place where they just can't handle anymore, and they refuse to take any more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, I'm not going to be picked on anymore. I'm not going to have another smart mouth insult me in front of everybody and make me look like I'm an idiot. And they just said, I'm just going to take everything in my own hands. I don't care about my life or anyone else's. So this is something we really have to think about. Is it really necessary to be a smart mouth?
Mm-hmm. You know, you brought up some points there, because I believe that anytime we go into business, we have a viable business is where we are dealing with the public. We need to actually teach and train our employees on how to react. I've worked in the insurance adjuster, as an insurance adjuster, and when a person has an accident and they call your company and they're upset, they're probably going to use a string, a whole string of vulgarity.
Right.
And we say, well, listen, sir, I do not have to listen to that. What is that person, you know, who is supposed to bring the calm to that storm?
Mm.
But the company representative.
Right.
That's your responsibility to make that person calm down.
Yes.
But they're not going to calm down if you say, I don't have to listen to you. And that person said, yes, you do. I've been paying my premiums to you, and you're going to listen. So it escalates, and it goes on that. Well, I tell you what, I'll just hang up in your face, and I'll just do this. And you have to get to that point where we need to make our employees accountable for how we react, the mouth that we have, whether we're in retail, sales, insurance, adjusting, wherever it is. People call in. They don't know you. They don't have a clue who you are on the other end of that phone. Right now, they are in a dilemma, and they want some answers. They need you to calm them down. So this is where we have to get to that point where all of our intellect and all of our skills and our humility has to come into play. It's a lot of times, yeah, we know this wrong, and they do it in schools as well. We have children. We don't know where a kid came from that morning. We don't know what happened to them last night. They show up in class. We have a teacher in there, and I believe the teacher is in the classroom to bring some unity to that class and to let those kids know, hey, I'm the mediator here. I'm between you and your education, and I'm going to be the one that help you along the way. But we have teachers who get right in there and act just like our children. I had one such incident that I was talking to the office at the school. The teacher didn't know that I was still on the phone and could hear her taunting this kid. Oh, so you want to fight me, huh? Well, fight me. We'll do this. We'll do that. And that child then all but punched her in her face. Now, whose fault was that? Because you have to realize you're in a position to bring peace to the situation, but your mouth is just as fly as a kid's mouth. So we have it in schools, we have it in the workplace, we have it in the homes. Everywhere there are individuals who have some issues, life issues. They feel like that the world owes them something, or they may feel like that there's a they have a low self-esteem. They've been picked on too long. You know, some people just, you get a reach a ceiling where you say, I just can't take it anymore. So whatever that is, it depends on who is there to be the mediator. And I believe that in all of our lives, we should work at being mediators. We should, if you're a parent, you need to know how to bring some order to your children. You have siblings who will attack each other. We need somebody that can make that go, you know, to absolutely be a mediator. So as parents, you're mediators. As an employee, you're a mediator. Every place that you go, there are mediators in the church. The pastor's a mediator. The teachers, everyone who is in some type of leadership role You are a mediator, and you have to learn how not to let your smart mouth outsmart the person that you're trying to talk to. So, you know, it's just a good thing we have to watch ourselves and pay attention to ourselves.
That's true, Lois. You are really covering a lot of good ground. I mean, if there's someone standing at the top of a building getting ready to commit suicide, the police aren't going to hand the telephone to a smart mouth. They're going to give it the phone to a trained negotiator to try to talk the man down to prevent him from taking his life. So you can see, just as even an example like that tells you the importance of what the damage that a smart cap mouth can actually do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was around 15, maybe 16 years old. I remember being with some friends, and we were in a club, and there were some people arguing. And Lord, this one man pulled out a gun, okay? And the man was standing there. And the other man, who was a smart mouth, did what a smart mouth would do and basically just went off at the man, insulted the man, and told the man, "Now shoot me." And the man fired and shot the other man. But, dude, I don't think I was there. I was only 15 years old watching it. I don't think the man with the gun really wanted to do that, but the smart mouth provoked it. And I could see the disappointment in the man's face after he pulled the trigger and realized what he'd done. Also, Lord, do you know there are a lot of people who don't go to church, who may, at some point, they dealt with or had a confrontation with a smart mouth. So they decided, "I'm not going to go to church, or I don't want to have anything to do with any church because of the smart mouth." A smart mouth can destroy a church, an organization. They can create division just by doing that and feeling like they can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to let Louise, I think she has something to say about the smart mouth, and we're going to give her an opportunity.
Okay. Well, the way I see it, these people that have a smart mouth, not only it leads them into further trouble, sometimes that even leads them into criminal activity, because when you get to the point where you want to pop off all the time at people and everything, and that causes people not want to fool with you, so then when you get out here in the world and you need a job and everything, then you don't get one, and the next thing you may end up doing is getting into the criminal elements. So therefore, everything that you do, it has a, what you call a rippling effect.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you start while you're real small and you keep doing it, and if that habit doesn't get broken up, it's just going to lead into further and more devastating things.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, for all these people out here who want to be a smart mouth, just remember there's repercussions for action. For everything you do, there's always a reaction for every action that you take place.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that you think before you do anything. You say the wrong thing, that's going to backfire on you. Because sometimes you can bring in more trouble than you can actually get out of.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, it's not always easy to go back and take your words back, because once you say some words, and sometimes you cannot take it back.
Mm-hmm. You can't take it back.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand what you're saying. so very much. I understand what you're saying, and you're so absolutely right. Now, we're talking about smart mouth. Do smart mouth burn bridges? And that's exactly what we have tried to share with you tonight, that smart mouths do burn bridges. Once you have let a person see your true colors, you might change, but, man, it's going to take some time for people to trust you. You know, that's one thing. People can love you, and they can go through a lot of things, but the one thing that's hard to repair is trust. If someone, if you make someone not trust you and your actions and the things that you do, man, that's going to hang around you a long time. Oh, yeah, I would, you know, I'm not going to do that, but, you know, you just can't tell him nothing. Or you just can't tell her nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we hear now mostly with our young people.
Mm-hmm.
Our young people don't listen to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you,
man,
they will not listen.
You're right.
They think they have it all together and don't know nothing. But they will not listen. They'll go and walk in that hole every time. But who has to get them out of that hole? You know, it takes the parents have to get them out of the hole. And even though they're adults, you know, I'm grown. I'm going to be on my own, and nobody can tell me. I'm going to do what I want to and how I want to do it. Well, go right ahead. But this is why you burn your bridges, because once I tell my kids and any kid that's connected with me, I will go to bat for you, but it's one thing I won't do. I will not get you out of jail if you get in jail because of something stupid that you did.
Mm-hmm.
If you were caught stealing, I'm not coming to get you. If you're caught fighting, I'm not coming to get you. So those are bridges that people burn, you know, right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just can't do what you want to do and how you want to do it. And if you, in any time you're an adult, you stop and measure out. What does the scripture tell us to count out the cost?
Mm-hmm.
Count out the cost for what it means to really be an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm going to be a grown-up, count out the cost. This means that I can take care of myself. I can pay my own house note. I can pay my own rent. I can pay my own car note. I don't need you. I can put gas in my car. We have people now, young people, they want a car, but you can't afford gas.
Mm-hmm.
But your mouth is so smart. I want my own car. But you don't, you can't even put gas in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so much we need to really focus on and teach. We got more teaching to do so that all of this smart mouth burning bridges stuff, you know, it at least diminish somewhat.
Okay.
You're right, Lois. That's why I chose the title for my book, Success is an Attitude, because if you're a smart mouth, you basically have an attitude, but not a success attitude. You have a bad attitude. And you're right, Lois. This generation today, a lot of the young adults feel that, hey, I know everything. I don't want anybody to tell me anything because I know it all. And there was a young lady who I saw decided, hey, I'm going to tell that manager, I'm going to give that manager a piece of my mind, and then I'm walking off, and I'm not giving notice. I'm through with this. But what was the word you used, Waldo? She burned the bridge. And how many times, I think it's very foolish, when you burn bridges, and Lord, what happens when a lion is after you, and you burn your bridge? You can't get away. You have to stay there and face the line because you burned your own bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what a lot of smart mouths do. They burn bridges, and they don't think about the fact that they may need to cross that bridge. It could not be today. It could not be tomorrow, but it could be 5 years from today.
Mm-hmm.
Or 10 years from today, they may need to cross the very same bridge that they burned.
Mm-hmm. You know, that reminds me, I used to have a young lady that worked for me that would be absent a lot. they had a boyfriend, didn't know that work should come before the boyfriend. And they used to tell stories. You know, they used to tell the things that weren't true in order to be off work. So their hours for being at work was 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, at 8:30, they hadn't come in. 9 o'clock, they weren't in, hadn't heard from them. About 10 o'clock, I got a call from the boyfriend who said, I'm calling for such and such. They're stranded on the freeway, and they'll be in when their father picks them up and bring them in. Well, where are you? I'm at home. So now, if someone is stranded on the freeway and they can call you at home, they could have called into the job.
Mm-hmm.
So I called just to tell them, when you get in, we're going to have a meeting because this has got to stop. I had no intentions of firing that person. But smart mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I got a text message. And to this day, I still have that text message because it reminds me of how people jump to conclusions and lose out. You burn a bridge without even knowing exactly what you're doing. So the text message went something like this. Miss Lois, you don't have to fire me because I done quit. I knew you had the attitude when you called me, so I done quit. And I kept that text message because I wanted to use it as a teaching tool, not to make light of anyone or not to laugh at anyone, but just to say your mouth will make you lose out. Now, had I fired you, you could have possibly gotten unemployment. But when you quit, you're not going to get any unemployment. So there is, like you said, consequences and repercussions to people who fail to listen, who don't want to do any better, who I'm going to let my mouth say and do what I want it to say. And it is so unfortunate that we have this in our society today. And I'm sorry, we can't just limit this to young people. We have some older people who go through the same thing. We have some older people who absolutely go through the same thing every day because they want, I'm going to mouth off at you. I'm not going to let you be the last. You're not going to have the last word. I'm going to have the last word. When having the last word is not that important. It's the content of what you say that's really important. So
you're right, Lois. It reminds me of a situation, Lois, when I worked as a principal at a school, and we had a situation in the classroom that occurred, and I think it was a discrepancy with two students engaging in a conflict or a fight. And one of the teachers, who was a young teacher, could have gotten some help, but she ran up there and she said, I got this. And instead of allowing her instructors or the teacher, the associate, or the superintendent who was there to assist, she took control of the situation. I got this. And wasn't respectful, disrespectful to the authority, and the situation ended up damaging some equipment in the classroom, and that particular teacher was removed from our school, and eventually I think she ended up being removed from our district altogether.
And all
because she had it. And you mentioned some of the older people that were smart mouthed. Well, we have some of those same people that get in situations. Sometimes we even have some that are principals at other schools. And because they've always been a smart mouth, they go into the hall and they blab out everything and what they're going to do, and they're going to talk to this person over at the district, and they're going to talk to that. And that's why they end up losing their job, or their school is in a chaos, because they're smart mouths and they want everyone to respect them, but they burn their own bridges. And even the kids, look, that's why it's so important, even as with educators, you have to watch what you do in front of the kids, because the kids will look at you. If you're a smart mouth and you're a bully, a kid that's a bully is taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the bullies are so sophisticated in school nowadays, because they watch how some of the smart mouths and some of the other teachers bully other teachers. And so the students take notes, and they use the same method. And so that's why bullying is something that everyone is working on, because it's so highly sophisticated now. The kids that are bullies are learning how to have chains of order, and that's the way they construct themselves. And Lord, to tell you, it is so amazing to watch how small kids get these things set up and everything.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. And the really ironic thing about it is that our adult smart mouths were once just little babies, and they grew up as a little baby having a smart mouth. You can't tell me, you're not my mama. And people think that that's cute. We should teach our children to respect everyone. And because one thing, I don't believe that a child knows how to judge what's right and what's fair. So they have to rely on adults to instruct them and to guide them. And if we do that and teach them how to humble themselves, then they will eventually become productive adults in the workplace, knowing how to treat and respect others.
Yes.
And I hate to hear a young person say, well, I don't respect them because they don't deserve to be respected. You don't have a clue what it takes to be respected. You haven't lived long enough. And so I have, you know, that really bothers me, and it rubs me the wrong way when I hear people say that. We should learn how to respect. I believe the scripture talks about the wheat and the tares growing together. And God said, let them grow together, and he'll separate them. Because if we come up trying to separate them, we're going to mess with something that's good and righteous, and we're going to tear that up and while we're trying to root out what's bad. So that just lets you know right there, we don't really know what's bad. We have to rely on God to make that analogy for us. And I just want to thank all of our listeners, people who listen in. I thank you so very much for listening. I would love to have your feedback. We have some good friends in California. Just want to say thank you for listening in. And I believe one of our friends in California is going to be moving to Texas, because deep down in their heart, they know Texas is the place to be. So we just thank them for listening in, and hopefully when they make that transition to Texas, they're going to continue to listen in as well. Thank our friends in the Houston area for listening in. And one thing that I do thank our friends in Houston for, they do give good, sound criticism. They don't always tell me that I'm the perfect host on the show, which eventually they will. If I get smart mouthed enough, they're going to eventually tell me I'm the perfect host. But they always encourage us, and I thank them for that. Everyone in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex and any place else that I'm not even naming.
Don't forget to get our Canadian friends.
Yes, all of our Canadian friends. We have people from all over that's listening into our show, because, believe it or not, people do want to talk about the truth. They want to be able to express themselves without any hindrance or without any drawbacks or fear of, you know, being judged for it. So we just thank God for all of that and to do everything. So I thank God for our staff. Want to thank them once again for everything that they do on a daily basis to help this show be the best we can be. And also, I have some good news. We're working at extending our studio to a level in the very near future. And y'all continue to keep us lifted up. In the very near future, we'll be able to take calls, chat with you at the same time, and just make this a very, very family hour. And when we do that, we may even go to 2 hours because we want everybody to call in. We want you to just feel free to call in and express yourself. And I promise you, if you call in and you're saying the wrong thing, we're trying to love you through that to make sure that we will eventually get on one accord and be able to share in our topics, because we just want to live productive lives. We want everything to run smoothly in our lives and in your life as well. Want to say again, if you feel the need to write me, tell me that I talk too much, tell me that I don't talk enough, or just chastise me or correct me or offer any kind of topics that you'd like to share in, please do so by sending your voice to my email at letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. That's let's without the apostrophe, letstalktruth333 @yahoo.com. Want you to send your voice via email to me. Again, prayerfully, our magazine is going to be hitting the printers in a few days, and I want you guys to just please look forward to listening, looking for our Let's Talk Truth magazine. We're going to have a number of topics, some topics that out there. We're going to have a kids corner. We're going to have a baby boomers page. People who want to say something about baby boomers or any baby boomers that want to offer us a story, you'll have a page. And then we will have a main topic in which we discuss an overall view. And in that main topic, we're going to give you the option to be the one to write that particular page. And if you do, we're going to ask you, we have a page in the magazine, if you will put that, fill that out and send it in, email it back to us by the 15th of the month to go in the next month's issue. So we're going to give you an opportunity to write the main story in our magazine every month. And we just thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of Let's Talk Truth. You guys are awesome, and I don't know what we would do without you. So we're asking you to also, now if you want to listen to my broadcast after it's over, you can send it to Lois, L-O-Y. I mean, you can go on the Internet to Lois, L-O-Y-C-E, Bullock, B-U-L-L-O-C-K, blogspot.com. Give that to you again. Lois, L-O-Y-C-E, just like Joyce, only with an L. Bullock, B-U-L-L-O-C-K, blogspot.com. Want you to be able to go on there, read some of my very innovative expressions that I think you will enjoy, and also do that on the all of my blog updates. Just look at it, have yourself a ball, and listen to my broadcast every week. We're here every Tuesday, 7:30. Hopefully next week, we're hoping to have a new guest on here. Have a really good friend that works with taking our men back. She works diligently with men who have been incarcerated, who's trying to get, who's trying to help these men transition back into the and productive society. So she has agreed to be my guest. Hopefully we can have her here next week. But if we don't, we will have other guests. Mr. Motivator is always available. And also, I want you all to understand that this Saturday, Mr. Motivator is possibly going to be out of town, I'm going to host his show. So anyway, we're going to be coming to a close right now, and I just want you to know that I am loving you with the heart of God. Good night.